today, Jesus has just completed his greatest miracle to date. He fed 5,000 hungry people with 5 loaves of fish and 5 loaves of bread and 2 tiny fish. He then sends his disciples across the water in a boat, and he withdraws to pray. Now the crowds, realizing that Jesus has left, they get into boats and go looking for him. A day has passed since he fed them with 5 loaves of fish and 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, but they are now hungry again. In our reading for this morning, crowds reach the far shore and go looking for Jesus. And immediately Jesus realizes why they've come. Very truly, he says, I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Jesus knows their hearts. He realizes that they have come looking for him not because he is the Messiah, but because he gave them a meal, and they want a meal again. They simply want to have their immediate needs met, and they have come looking for the man who can miraculously fill their empty stomachs. Jesus wants to give them something more. It's not enough just to meet the needs of the body. He also wants to cure the hunger of their soul. Do not work for the food that perishes, he tells them, but for the food that endures for eternal life. But Jesus is not offering them just loaves and fishes. Rather, the Son of God wants to give them himself. I am the bread of life, he said. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. So here is the center of our reading for today. The crowd can only see the needs in front of them. Their vision is limited because they're hungry. And as a result, they only ask Jesus for the immediate. Jesus can see their deeper needs, and he offers them nourishment for their souls. The people want Jesus to give them what they want, a little food. Jesus wants to give them himself. I remember when I was a young boy that I had this Sunday school teacher, B. Cotman, wonderful, wonderful human being, who wanted us to learn the Bible. And so she decided to bribe us. She made a deal with all of us in the class and said that for every Bible verse we memorized, and it had to be at least 5 sentences, it couldn't be one little phrase, she would give us a dime. Well, in 1969, when you are 6 years old, a dime goes a long way. So you can imagine our motivation. I don't remember exactly how many verses I memorized that year by Christmas time, but I do remember that I had this massive box of bazooka bubblegum. Now our teacher, just like this lesson for today, our teacher wanted to give us something that would last us a lifetime, memorizing these pieces of scripture. We just wanted the dimes. We were interested in what we could get, rather than what we were being given. And I can't tell you how I appreciate and value what she taught me all those years ago. Much more valuable than any pile of dimes. But if you think about it, there are really 2 kind of categories of Christians. The first kind, I believe, accounts for most of us. It certainly accounts for me most of the time. These are the people who want to have God in their lives, people who want to have their faith make a difference, but they want God to be around on their terms, to meet their needs. For these folks, God works best when he gives them what they ask for and then pretty much leaves them alone. They like God to be there when they need him, but prefer God to keep his distance when they don't. These are people in the crowd of our gospel for today. They wanted Jesus to feed them, but they were not necessarily interested in having him come into their lives. I believe this category kind of fits most of us. We want God to be there to help us, but in general, we want to do things our own way. And so we kind of have double-sided prayers sometimes. We pray, Father, please bring me through this illness. Please cure me from this disease. Just don't expect too much from me or demand that I make some changes. Or, Lord, help me get through this project. Help me be strong and I can make this deadline. Just don't ask me to work any less or be less obsessed with my career. Or, Christ, forgive me for what I have done, for the pain I have caused another. Just don't expect me to really forgive the other person because they hurt me bad. These are the prayers of Christians who want God around like a handyman to fix the things that break in life. They like God's help, but maybe they don't want God to get too close. The second kind of Christian is rather rare in our modern world. They are the shining beacons of what God can do if we let him into our lives. And they are among the few who have really learned the secret to life really is to let go and let God, as the old saying goes. For this category of Christian, God is not a helper or a handyman, but the source of everything that they are and everything that they hope to become. They want God to transform them as much as they want God to help them. They want to be touched by the love of Christ, to be opened up, to become more Christ-like. Absolutely. Say amen. They don't just want God to help them run their life. They want God to mold their life so that it fits Christ's life. As we will say this morning when we baptize Sia, you were sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. This first kind of Christian is trapped by their wants and needs. The second category of Christian is free from the obsession to those needs. They have become free to be God's servants rather than always struggling to keep God as their servant. So many of us are hesitant to let God be in control of our lives because of what God might do with them. But imagine this possibility. If instead of trying to wrangle God to do as we wish, we just allow God to be in charge. What an adventure the day becomes as we awake each morning and wonder, how will God use me? Good news is that God does not reject us no matter how we approach him. Rather, God takes us where we are. Jesus didn't reject the crowd that came looking for a meal, but he did tell them that he could give them so much more than bread and fish. And so our Lord will not neglect us, but he wants to give us so much more than just his help. He wants to give us his love, his life,